Bryson Bogus is up next.
It had been almost a year since I'd left camp, but it was still clear in my mind. I could still remember exactly where everything and almost everyone. I was surprised when I saw quite a few of the campers around the Princess Andromeda. We would stop and chat for a few minutes, but somehow the conversation always wound up to someone or something at Camp Half-Blood, leading into a very awkward silence. Today, though, I was just walking through New York. For some reason, we docked near camp, but I stayed as far away from there as possible. I was walking past this school, Meriwether College Prep, when a piece of paper slipped from a guy ahead of me without him noticing. I ran forward and was about to say, "Hey!" when something in the picture caught my eye. A very familiar face. It was the face of a certain person called Annabeth Chase, who was the daughter of Athena. I frowned. What were the chances of someone having a picture of Annabeth in New York? I mean, she lived in San Francisco, and... Shut up, I thought. There's no use remembering that stuff. Stupid memories. Hey! I called. You dropped something! The guy in front of me turned and his eyes widened. My eyes widened too. Oh my gods! What are the chances that the person in front of me is Percy Jackson in the whole of New York? Very, very, very low, but it just happened to happen. Author's note. That didn't make much sense, but... I walked forward and shoved the picture into his hands and ran in the opposite direction. Acacia! Percy yelled. Listen! I kept running, but I ended up banging into someone. But there was no one there. Acacia? Another familiar voice asked me. I almost groaned. What were the chances for this? Having two people you really, really don't want to talk to you meet you almost a year after you last saw them. I didn't even want to think about it. This voice was Annabeth's, and I could still hear Percy calling for me. Listen, Acacia, Annabeth's voice said, but I ignored her and sprinted away. Damn it, I muttered. Curse you, fates. Thunder rumbled. I growled. The year I had spent on the Princess Andromeda had made me realize all the awful things the gods had done, but I was still stuck in the middle. I still didn't know if I should join Kronos or not. My father, I thought bitterly, slowing down to a walk as I got to the park. I whistled, and a Pegasus came galloping and landed next to me. Hey, Blackjack, I muttered. How are they treating you? Any better? As if, Blackjack snorted. I'll talk to Luke again, I promised. How do I know that you're talking to him? Blackjack asked. That's like asking you, how do I know if you aren't going to suddenly throw me off when flying? Blackjack snorted again. I could do that, Blackjack said. You're so nice, I mumbled. Thanks. I need to get back to the ship. Could you take me? I asked.
Do I have to?
Please?
All right.
You're the best, Blackjack.
I am, aren't I?
And so full of yourself, I mumbled so he couldn't hear me. I got onto Blackjack and he took off. I loved the way the wind blew in my face as we were in the air. But the only problem was looking down. Heights.
What's that place?
Blackjack asked. What place?
That place with the really big house, he said.
Reluctantly, I looked down. It was Camp Half-Blood. It's just a place, I muttered.
But there were other Pegasus there.
Other Pegasi, I corrected.
Does it look like I care?
I can't really see your face, and your face doesn't usually show emotions, I murmured.
Oh.
The rest of the journey was in silence.
Here,
Blackjack said, as he landed on the Princess Andromeda. Thanks, Blackjack, and I swear on the River Styx I'll remind Luke, I said. Thunder rumbled. See? Blackjack snorted. Oh, come on. I stormed up to Luke's office and knocked on the door.
Come in,
Luke's voice said. Hey, Luke, I muttered as I walked in. Luke raised an eyebrow at my face.
What happened?
He asked. Never mind, I said. I need to tell you something more important.
What?
Luke said.
But first I need to say, you don't look like you've changed at all since you turned 12, and it's been almost 2 years since then.
Maybe that's because I prayed to Hebe and gave her a sacrifice each day for 6 months if I could stay 12 for as long as I liked, I muttered so Luke couldn't hear me. He still looked at me curiously, so I shrugged. I bumped into Percy and Annabeth today, I said. Luke's head shot up.
What?
You heard me, I said slowly.
Where?
Luke said sharply. Outside this school, I murmured.
Both of them?
Luke said. Annabeth was a bit behind Percy. I don't think he knew she was there because she was invisible, I answered. Luke muttered to himself for a bit, but I didn't comment on how crazy he sounded, as he had been crabby for the past few days.
What's the matter? I frowned.
Huh?
Luke looked up as if he'd forgotten I'd been there.
It's all right. I need to talk to Agrius. Would you mind leaving?
No problem, I said. I'm in my room if you need me. Luke stopped me before I left.
What?
I asked.
Have you decided that you're going to join?
Luke said. Not yet.
You better hurry, he replied and slammed the door in my face.
Well, that's nice, I grumbled. I trudged into my room and sat down. Usually I'd be on my Wii by now, but today I just needed to think about what I was going to do. You don't know how tempted I was to join Kronos' army, but in some ways, I really didn't want to join at all.
Do you know how hard it would be? To fight your friends?
I shuddered at the thought. Way too hard. How Luke dealt with it, I have no idea, and I didn't really want to find out. For the next few days, the only thing on my mind was, should I join? Should I not join? If I join, what happens? If I don't join, what happens? Then all of that repeating over and over again. I was thinking about this so much that in every small thing I did, I ended up either vaporizing a monster, hurting someone else, or hurting myself. For example, I asked Luke if he'd sword fight with me, and then 2 minutes after we started, I ended up stabbing a demigod that was standing too close. Well, either that or I let go of my sword and it went flying in there, then stabbed him. Huh. That would explain why I had no sword in my hand later. I never thought about that. Or another example. When I was getting some food, I slipped on a banana peel, fell over, and my tray landed on my head, and my fork attacking my nose. That one really hurt. Since then, I've stayed away from forks. Too bad I didn't stop practicing. I injured too many demigods or vaporized too many monsters with accidents. Or maybe I should blame it on choices. That would make me feel better. I think I'll say that it was the choice's fault. Yep, it wasn't my fault at all, I swear. You didn't read any of the above at all. Nope, not even a bit. Right?
What is Percy Jackson? I have no idea what that is.
Good time.
What? Well, no, seriously, what is this?
I don't know.
You don't know what the fandom is from?
No, I thought Percy Jackson was just some person, wasn't it?
No. What was the fandom based on, though?
I think it was just someone's dream world.
Okay. There was some weird stuff going on in this at the beginning. There was a lot of parts where it would cut off the end of your word, and there was one line that was someone or something about Camp Half-Blood, and the about line was not there altogether. That was, other than that, I thought that as far as the pacing that you had when you were reading this, I thought was very good.
Yeah, I thought it was very well done narrative.
Yeah, your narrative was probably my favorite narrative of the night. So kudos to you. Just the beginning, the first couple minutes, there was some weird stuff going on with your audio that kind of hindered the performance for me. But I thought it was really good overall. What did you?
I thought it was really good. I also took note of the narrative because the narrative was really well done. And even the in-between narrative and character was good transitions. Yeah, that's what I wrote down.
Nice. I feel bad that we're so tonight.
Oh, well, next week, guys, we're going to be totally on top of this.
And next week is going to be, I'll get to that. Next week is a theme that we've never done on Act Up before, so it'll be something totally new, yeah. Next up, we have Bree.
Oh.
And this is a fanfic that I picked out for her. It's a Justin Bieber fanfic.
Oh, man.
I was so close to giving it to Russ, but I felt like that would be unfair to Russ. Although, looking back, I wish I would have done it now. So yeah, Bree is up next with her Bieberific fic.
Oh,
Bieberific.
Man.
Oh, I'm ready when you are.
I'm always ready.
Right. We had been each other's first everything. First crush, first dance, first kiss, first breakup, first makeup, first love. And they say you never forget your first love. But I guess there's an exception if you're a pop star. Because Justin forgot all about me. First, by Cassie Cheesy. Story notes. Hey guys, I came up with this at 1 a.m. I'm not sure if it's any good or not, but I figured it couldn't hurt to post it. LOL. So, here goes nothing. Chapter notes. 1. Caitlin. I sat with my legs crossed on my boyfriend's bed. I had been playing Farmville on Facebook for hours, and I finally decided that I needed to take a break. I clicked on my favorites tab and selected Twitter. Signing into my account, I noticed that I had 100 new followers and 50 direct messages. Ever since people found out that I was Justin's ex, I had become pretty popular on the internet. Some of Justin's obsessive fans knew more about me than he did. I clicked the follow button for each of the people who had followed me. If I could make some fans' day, then I'd happily oblige. I deleted the haters' messages, smiled at the ones who called me pretty, and rolled my eyes when people said that I was so lucky to know Justin. Lucky? More like cursed. There's nothing like being head over heels in love with someone, plan your whole life around them, and then hear them say, "Baby, I think we should break up. It's not you. It's me. Well, it's my career." He might as well have taken a knife, dug it right into my heart, and twisted it. Of course I didn't let him know how much he hurt me. I simply smiled and wished him luck, like any other good girlfriend who's truly in love would do. But then a good boyfriend who's truly in love would see that you're putting on a facade. Justin sure didn't notice, so I guess he doesn't fall into the good boyfriend who's truly in love category. I heard the sound of the garage door and I jumped. I glanced at the clock and realized it was 6 p.m. Dinner time. And I hadn't even started cooking yet. Crap, I muttered. I shut my laptop and climbed off the bed. I cautiously made my way down the stairs, silently praying that he was in a good mood. The sound of a slamming door told me he wasn't. I gulped hard and I made a dash for the kitchen. "Kate!" he said, his voice gruff. "Why don't? I smell something cooking!" He called me Kate. Oh boy, I'm gonna get it. He only calls me that when he's really angry. I rummaged the shelves, pulling out a box of Kraft macaroni and cheese. I quickly began putting the ingredients together. Who was I kidding? Kraft mac and cheese cooks fast, but not that fast. "Kate!" I jumped, almost dropping the bowl as the voice sounded close behind me. "Did you not hear me talking to you? Are you ignoring me?" I closed my eyes as he screamed so loudly my eardrums felt like they were going to burst. "I'm sorry, I muttered, my voice shaky. "Why are you stuttering?" he demanded. I didn't respond. He slammed his fist on the countertop next to me. "Because you know you didn't do what you were supposed to do!" Sorry, he yanked me by my hair, sending tears to my eyes. "Didn't I just tell you to stop stuttering? Why are you crying? Answer me, bitch!" "You scared me." I felt his hand come across my face. It was like being hit by a Mack truck. "I scared you, huh? Well, maybe you need to be scared more often. Maybe then you do what I asked you to do." He yelled down at me. "I took you in after that faggot Justin dropped you like a hot potato."
"Don't talk about him like that," I said quietly.
"Did you just interrupt me?" He shook me violently. "Look at me when I'm talking to you!"
I looked up at Seth. His piercing blue eyes were ice cold, and his muscular arms tense from squeezing my small frame so hard. He had dark brown hair and a perfect tan. He appeared to be the dream boyfriend, almost like the Ken dolls you play with when you're 5. Except I don't ever recall Ken making Barbie feel as small as a molecule.
Did you forget what happened last week? I shook my head quickly. How could I forget? He had stolen the one thing I couldn't back from me. I think you need to be reminded. No! Seth, please! I begged. Please bang you? Sure. He grinned wickedly. He tightened his grip around my wrist until it was numb. He dragged me up the stairs into his bedroom, where he threw me on the bed. Please! I cried out, as tears streamed down my face. Please! Don't do this to me! Please! I love you!
Liar!
He screamed as he backhanded me across the face.
You hate me!
No, I don't! I lied. I did hate him. I hated him with every fiber in my body! I didn't used to hate him, but when he raped me, I couldn't help it. I realized he didn't love me at all! I was just his punching bag, and now his sex toy.
You know what? I'm gonna hurt you, just because you lied to me.
I closed my eyes and tried to block out what was happening as he ripped my clothes off. My mind began to flash through memories of Justin. We had been each other's first everything. First crush, first dance, first kiss, first breakup, first makeup, first love. They say you never forget about your first love. But I guess there's an exception if you're a pop star, because Justin forgot all about me. Still, we had shared a lot of great romantic times together. One of my favorites was my 13th birthday, when Justin had told me how proud he was of me for deciding to stay pure until I got married. That thought made me cry harder as I was violated. Seth hadn't cared what I wanted. He hadn't given me a choice. He had just taken my precious gift away from me. Oh, she'd notice. My 13th birthday had become meaningless! The ring on my left hand, a piece of junk! I'd only left it there to avoid my mother's questions. I knew that I took it off, she'd notice. When I wore it, I felt like the world's biggest liar! When I sat there in youth group and heard the pastor talk about how true love waits, I felt like there was a big red sign on my forehead that read, Caitlin Beatles isn't a virgin!
Scream my name!
Seth said, his voice husky from forcing himself on me. Seth! I screamed. It was really out of anger for what he was doing to me. But he took it as obedience, and that's all that matters. When he was finally done, he climbed off of me and threw my clothes at me.
Get out of here, bitch!
Gladly, I slid on my clothes. My whole bottom half was aching from being abused. I walked stiffly out to my old Volvo and buckled myself in. I drove up the streets to Stratford, Ontario. I stopped by Grandma's Goodies, a little mom-and-pop bakery that I went to often. It wasn't because I was hungry, but because my mom had asked me to bring home a fresh loaf of bread. I parked my car and forced my injured thighs to act right. I walked into the store. The aroma of freshly made pastries filled the air.
Caitlin!
Mrs. Jones, the daughter-in-law of the owner, greeted me.
How are you?
Fine, I smiled politely.
That's good. I've already gotten your mama's order ready, she smiled.
And there's an extra donut to help you celebrate! Mrs. Jones winked. I wasn't sure what she was talking about, but I thanked her anyway. I was still unsure of what Mrs. Jones was talking about. And then it hit me. Today was my sweet 16! I suddenly felt sick. I'd been raped on my 16th birthday, and the only guy I truly loved was nowhere to be found. Happy birthday to me! Chapter End Notes. So, I want to hear your guys' honest opinions. Do you hate it? Trust me, I have two sisters. I won't cry if you tell me it's the worst thing you've ever read. LOL. So, please review.
Okay, so Bree, one of my rules for fanfics is always, like, nothing overtly sexual. And to be honest, I didn't read this one fully because I read the beginning of it and I was like, okay, well, this is going to be about this girl who Bieber dumped. So it's not going to be, like, that hardcore because it was about Bieber. So I assumed it would just be fail and not have rape in it. I'm so, so sorry that I gave you that, Brie. Like, I feel awful.
Yeah, I'm really listening and I was just like, wasn't I, like, specifically told not to, like...
Yeah.
Because, like, I skimmed through all of mine because, like, it's a lot to read if you have to read it, and I don't have, like, an entire day to dedicate to
fan fiction. I'm so sorry that I gave you that, Brie. Oh, my God. I feel horrible. I guess she had a huge problem with it. She would have told me, but, like, still, like, it's not my intention on this show to get people to read things like that. I mean, I think that was an inappropriate choice for me to give somebody for bad fiction. I'm really sorry, Brie. I guess we have to critique it now, don't we?
Yeah.
Oh, dear God, I feel so bad. Okay,
You can start.
Yeah, thanks. I thought if this were a voiceover or if this were, like, a strict acting challenge, this would have been phenomenal because I thought that your emotions for this, especially for the subject matter, I thought you did a great job with it. Mm-hmm. As a narration, it was a little bit big and it would have been hard to listen to if this were, say, like, a 7-hour audiobook because you were putting so much into the narration. And some of the sound effects were very loud. That's a mixing issue.
Yeah, that's how I felt too. Yeah, so just to agree, I found some of the sound effects a little bit distracting. And that kind of, it pulls you out, which isn't fun. And then also the acting, like the energy you put in a lot of energy. But for like an audiobook, you kind of want to have it. Like, I don't know if you... Do you think you'd really want to have it a little bit more mellow, maybe?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, because, like, if I'm listening to, like, something for a long period of time, I don't want to listen to people screaming in my ear for a long period of time.
Yeah. Yeah, I think for an audiobook it's better to kind of tone it down, but if this had been, like, a voiceover challenge or...
It would have been boss.
Acting challenge, yeah, totally. But again, the part of the challenge of acting is to fit things, to fit your acting style into the challenges. Don't think it was the worst we heard tonight, by any means. And again, yeah. I'm really sorry that I gave you that. Yeah, I feel really bad about
it. Yeah, you should.
I do. I legit do. I'm really sorry, Brie. And I rarely apologize for things, but yeah.
This okay. One definitely.
Yeah, I'm really sorry.
All right.
Okay, so we're moving on. Hopefully this one does not have rape in it. This is OMG Awkward Turtle, and she is doing a fanfic based on Alice in Wonderland that you picked out. I guess
it's... Yeah, I guess it shouldn't have rape. Is...
Well, I've seen Full House ones that had a rape, so I'm not gonna...
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, I'm ready to listen to her when you are.
Okay, me too.